So, what are some of the differences in how community stations operate in comparison to other types of radio stations?
Well, they're part of the rich radio landscape we have in Australia, and they've got a particular role to play. The ABC and SBS play one role, commercial radio plays another, and community radio fills holes that those two networks and those two outlets don't fill. And that's hearing local voices, hearing local news, hearing songs like That Fell So Hard. I can't imagine that I'd hear that anywhere on commercial radio, and I'm sure not on ABC radio, but it's on community radio because, as you said in your intro, it's all about reflecting the diversity of the community. And, you know, big networks like the ABC, they can't get down to grassroots. They do a great job, but they can't get to your local street corner and talk about things that are going on in your suburb. But local community radio can do that. A station like 2SER with an educational focus can focus on the education sector in Sydney. And so all around the rich tapestry of the radio industry, there's a whole lot of stations that serve the interests of people and musicians and news stories and news topics that just don't get coverage anywhere else. And, you know, there's been lots of surveys done, and people like that. They want to hear local voices and local music.
Yeah, and I mean, you may be more familiar with the statistics than I am, but one of the reasons I still volunteer my time to 2SER, you know, unpaid volunteer work, is because a lot of journalism, a disproportionately large number of original journalist stories, come through community newspapers, radio stations, and other media outlets than do the large arms, which then adopt the stories smaller groups like 2SER are able to put together.
So true. I often hear a story on 2SER or a community station, and then a week or two later, I'll hear it probably with a state angle or a national angle beefed up on another station. So, you know, community radio is very grassroots. And you touched on another thing too. You were saying the reason why you volunteer is because you want to give something. And that's another big difference in the community radio sector. People like Kyle Sanderlands on KISS are paid $5 million to do what they do. People on the ABC are paid a lot less, but, you know, they're paid a decent wage. And yet here are you doing your show for nothing. And a big part of how community radio works is the costs are kept down because people just love the work and they volunteer to do it without a cost to the station. Mm. And that's another very big difference. And you're asking, you know, why should community radio be supported? That's another one. You know, people give their time for love, not money, and often it's a stepping stone to something else in your career in media as well.
Yeah, so obviously when it comes to those costs, it's not as though those costs are non-existent. And of course, we do have the Save Our Signal fundraiser going at the moment to get our antenna repaired, and it's going to cost us $30,000. How else can community stations like us be funded? Is this community-supported, asking for donations way the only way that you see stations around the country and world operate?
No, there are other ways. And of course, government-funded broadcasters get their money from taxpayers, for the ABC here in Australia. Commercial stations get their money from advertisers who want to buy the ears of the listeners. That's the business model of commercial radio, get a lot of listeners and then sell those listeners to people who want to give them a message. Community radio doesn't do that. It has various funding sources, but none of them are the rivers of gold of the others. So you can run sponsorship announcements, which are much cheaper and quite restricted when compared to commercial radio advertising. You can get grants, and there's a small number of government grants, but it takes a lot of work to get them. In the case of 2SER, there's some funding from the universities that support some of the educational content, but none of it goes to the long way to pay for the operating costs of a station like that. I know little stations, and actually I know 2SER does it as well, where, you know, there's a local meat raffle every month at the local club, but it might bring in a couple of $100.
Mm.
But that $100 will pay the electricity bill for that month.
Yeah. So how has the current pandemic affected the radio industry? I mean, obviously, from my perspective here, the studio is lined with cleaning supplies. Nobody else has been in here in weeks. But what is the impact, especially on more regional stations, that the lockdowns have been having?
It's had a huge impact on revenue, actually, for all media, but particularly for community radio. 30 to 40% of revenue has fallen out of the advertising market. Thankfully, it looks as though now with lockdowns easing, some of that's coming back. But, you know, all media businesses have lost at least 30 to 40% of their normal sponsorship, in your case, or advertising on commercial radio. And that's kicked them pretty hard in the guts.
Mm.
And in your case, you know, you've got an extra bill to pay. You've got a new transmitter. So sponsorship revenue has really gone down, and government funding remains about the same. But I would expect after this is all over and the government's handed out a lot of money to keep people in jobs after COVID, that money is going to be tight in the future. So the best thing will be people who love 2SER, if they can, if they've got a job and they've got a little bit of money, put your hand in your pocket and give it to 2SER to help this fund, because the transmitter's the main part of the business. The signal doesn't go up the stick, then there's not much happening.
Mm. Well, Steve, thank you so much for your time, and it's been wonderful to speak with you again. It has been far too long. Just before we came on air, I was saying to Steve, it's been nearly 2 years since we actually spoke in person.
Yeah, nice to catch up with you again and talk to 2SER. It's a station that I've got a lot of connections with over many years, and my heart's there with the station. And I'll certainly be putting my hand in my pocket as well and try and give a bit of money towards that transmitter.
All right. Well, fantastic, Steve. I will let you go. That was former 2SER Acting Managing Director Steve Ahern, the man behind Radio Info, which you can find online if you're interested in broader radio industry news. Joining to discuss the operating of community radio stations in our media landscape and also a bit more about our Save Our Signal fundraiser, we're going to jump back in to Dreamsicle by Jason Isabel and the 400 Unit. This is Drive. You're listening to 2SER. 2SER.com. If you wanted to hop on that donation, a little pop-up box will be in your way.